Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am Sal, I'm your host, I'm here with Axel.
Bambini, it's Italian for children. Why I'm so giddy having you here, I might as well be talking gibberish.
What is that from?
But you don't know what that's from?
Why am I asking?
You sir? What?
So what is it from?
That was, I'm blanking. What is his name?
Can you describe him?
Montgomery.
Burns?
Who's that?
Montgomery Burns?
Who's that?
Mr. Burns.
Who's Mr. Burns?
From The Simpsons?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Who's Montgomery? It's the only Montgomery I know.
Montgomery. Dr. Montgomery.
From?
He's a herpetologist.
From?
A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, okay. That I haven't seen.
I'm reading this book right now. It's pretty dope. It's basically Marva in real life.
And Lizzie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I tried a sweet potato. I tried a baked potato today.
From You've Wendy's. Never had a baked potato?
No.
Huh.
Who in the household would make baked potatoes?
Well, I never made them, but my mom used to make them a lot. My mom used to love baked potatoes. I don't know if she still does.
No one made baked potatoes in the house.
Yeah, but like they even have baked potatoes at Wendy's, but I guess you guys only had burgers and chicken nuggies at Wendy's.
I tried when I was here. We went to a Wendy's and I was like, oh, I've never tried a baked potato. I want to try a baked potato. And then they were like, we're out. I was like,
did Minecraft
okay.
Minecraft make you want to try a baked potato?
No.
Giant potato farm, and that's all I eat. Just baked potatoes.
He's ready for the potato famine of like 400 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm ready to convert to Irish.
I can save the people, he says. I can save the people.
I can save Lizzie, Tim.
What was your inspiration for finally enjoying the delicacy that is known as the baked potato?
I don't know. I mean, I just had potatoes and I hadn't used them in a while. So I was like, wait, I have an air fryer. Can I just throw this potato in the in the air fryer? Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I had a friend who had a lot of baked potatoes growing up. And so they looked up like how long it takes to air fry a potato.
Okay.
30 minutes. Not horrible, but you know.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of like that Mitch Hedberg joke. Okay. I'm going to tell it awfully. But, like, he's Let's just like, it. You know, sometimes I throw a potato in the
Wait,
oven because, you know.
Do the voice.
Oh, go ahead. No, I
Do the voice.
I don't know how to do that.
You got to do the voice. You got to try.
Well, I don't know the joke fully. Yeah, hold on.
Finish it. Whoa.
Hold on, I need to find it.
They're
Are
like
you doing it again?
No,
what happened?
It's your little like internet or whatever. It's like like when the internet triggers.
Oh, one second, hold on.
Okay.
It's going to cut out really quick, but one second. Cuz the what's it called? The school Wi-Fi is better and it keeps connecting to my Wi-Fi, which is it's called Mandalore. So it's connected to Mandalore.
Wi-Fi is good.
Crazy, right?
Lizzie?
That's college Wi-Fi right there, son.
Lizzie, are you
That's
are you
high class college Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but it's no, so she weird went away. Because they shut down like all like you can't go on social media when you have the school Wi-Fi. Like it just won't load because they shut down all the connections too.
Right. Well, I think it's different in college.
College, yeah, freedom.
Okay.
looking at it.
I found it.
Okay. I'm ready.
I like bacon. I don't know how to do his voice. It's so weird.
Your best. It's all about intention.
I like baked potatoes. I don't have a microwave oven. And it takes forever to bake a potato in a conventional oven. Sometimes I'll just throw one in there, even if I don't want one. Because by the time it's done, who knows?
Exactly. Okay. That's it. It's like the other one where he's like, my friend asked me if I want a frozen banana. And I was like, no, but I do want a regular banana later, so yeah.
I want to do an impression.
Okay.
Better be good. Everybody, we're Megadeth, you're not.
All right. And everybody, that has been the Mustaine Minute with Axel. All right, so we're not here to talk about Dave Mustaine or Mitch Hedberg. We're here to talk about the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
And Srall and Treble and Semaj and Crick. Those are all of their names backwards.
I'm glad you put the work into there.
Oh, I see. I understand now.
Get it?
I don't know if he's correct on all of them.
I am correct on all of them.
Real quick before we get on to the Bad Batch, I'm just going to knock out the business real quick. Go to theroguerebels.com. Did you guys know that season 2 of Galaxy of Creatures has hit YouTube?
Yes. You watched it.
Yes, I did. And it's really cute. Lizzie, you watched Galaxy of Creatures. Do you remember the season 1?
I did not watch that at all, actually.
Oh, you didn't watch season 1? It's so cute. There's a little droid named, like, Ari, I think. No, I have to look it up to make sure I'm correct. SFR3, pronounced Ari, and he just, like, studies creatures. And so it's, like, him going around with, like, little creatures. Like, last season had, like, a little Rancor and, like, Porgs. Oh, no, that was a different show. That was Galaxy of Younglings or Galaxy of Babies or something like that. But the new season has just started, and the first two episodes are Boglings and Eopies.
Ooh, Eopies.
Boglings are the ones that are on Bogano in Jedi Fallen Order. And Axel was like, that looks like from Jedi Fallen Order. And I was like, that's because it's Bogano, bro.
That's so cool.
He was like mind blown.
I was so happy. He's like, I think that's the best Metallica song ever. Basically, on the PS5, you can like have Spotify. So as I'm like swinging through and doing wall climbs, all I hear is.
So hold, wait, are you saying that you're putting on Metallica while you're playing Jedi Fallen Order?
Oh my god! Listening to Cyanide.
Hey, while answer the question.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Are you saying that you're listening to Metallica while you're playing Jedi Fallen Order?
Yes.
So you're basically doing. The whole intro of the game is Cal Kestis listening to, like, Suga Nissan. So you're doing that through the whole game? As if Cal Kestis kept his headphones on?
Do you know how dope it is? That's
pretty rad.
Okay.
How dope it is to straight up murder and, like, do all these amazing, murder wildlife. Cool, like,
I do, actually.
Graphic combos on Scout Troopers while you have Cyanide playing.
It sounds rad.
It is so rad.
Okay,
it is so
Lizzie,
dope.
Your turn.
Yes.
Because when I was at home, like Axel would play Jedi Fallen Order, and I would just be on my phone or something. But I would watch, and there was one time I was just, you know, I was paying attention to my phone, and I heard Legend of Zelda music, and I was like, "What's going on?" And I looked at the screen.
The Termina Brothers or whatever he listens to.
I don't know, and I was like looking at the screen, and I was like, "What is going on? Why is there Majora's Mask music right now?" Yes. While he was on
Dathomir.
He was on Dathomir.
Oh, that's a place that deserves Majora's Mask music, to be fair. But just real quick, Axel, no, don't pick up the guitar.
I can play the song that I was listening to.
He's every guy that I was in high school.
He's what? Very nice.
You got that, everybody?
Very impressed, yes.
Okay.
I like that at least in my headphones, you can only hear it like a little bit, but it's like really distant, so it sounds funny.
Right, right. But just real quick, Axel, yes. While I applaud your Metallica listening to Jedi Fallen Order, I also gotta say, that the score of that video game is one of the best scores of any video. Like, so you're missing out on some good music too. Just saying.
That's true.
Like, it's, look, for me, I 100% of the game. best Jedi ever. But I spent a lot of time with that game, so like I know the music pretty well. But I'm just saying, like, maybe you like go ahead and do your Metallica time, but maybe next time you go, like, enjoy some of that like game time, like listen to the music because it's really, really good.
That game is basically God of War Jedi. That's it.
Sure.
It's so amazing.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, buddy.
It's so familiar, which is why I just fell in love with it.
Yes.
I keep getting God of War content on my TikTok, but it's like, but I have like artists on my TikTok too, so it's people drawing God of War, and it's really cool.
Oh,
I'm
talking about the ones like, there are consequences to saying.
No.
Because there are people drawing that, like cartoons and stuff.
Not that one. Just ones where like, where it's like the future, like what would have happened if he was happy, or like, you know, what if he had a grand, there was one that's very specific that's like, if he had a granddaughter and she looks like her, his like original daughter that like he accidentally killed. It was cute. There's a lot of cute ones there.
Cute.
Hey.
Well,
fair, he was just
it was an accident.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, anyway.
He was just
this is not a God of War podcast. It's not going to become a God of War podcast. So,
why?
Like
how
I
do
said,
you know? How do you know?
Like I said, the first couple of episodes are already on YouTube, Boggling and Eopi. But, like, there's new episodes coming. Like, there's a Convor episode. There's a Dianaga episode. A Puffer Pig episode. Gorgs. Ordo Moondragon. So, I personally cannot wait to see the rest of it. I think they're releasing like
an these animals that we've seen before all the time? Like, are this not new animals?
Lizzie.
Well, I mean.
Yes, they're all like Bogglings are like in Jedi Fallen Order. Eopis are in episode one.
I'm just asking. I didn't watch the first one either.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all like Star Wars creatures. But they're all from something. It's not like they just made up a creature for the episode. Ordo Moondragons are the ones, remember where they go to that planet in Bad Batch where they have the little masks on in season one? And those creatures are drawn to the light or the energy or something. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's the those are Ordo Moondragons.
I know the ones that you said.
Okay.
I just was asking if there were any extra.
There are, I mean, I could read you the whole list right now. Here we go.
I think.
Boggling, Eopi, Convor, Gurgilla, Camaradon, Kaibuck, Ice Spider, Dianaga, Gundark, Puffer Pig, Ordo Moondragon, and Gorgs. Boom. I believe that every week they're going to drop two episodes.
I don't like the Ice Spiders.
Yeah, but I bet it'll be cute.
Cute.
It's always cute. Lizzie, you need to watch season one. And watch season two.
Yeah.
And watch everything Star Wars ever on YouTube, including Lightsaber Academy, starring me, Jedi Master Sal Perales, for no reason. Speaking of lightsabers, if you guys check us out at theroguerebels.com or any of our social medias, you might have seen that I posted a link this week about one of our friends, Rob Yanagihara, who recently had a stroke. And he's, like, now recovering. If you've ever seen me in a Saber Guild event doing lightsaber fights, chances are you've seen me fight him. So, you know, he had a stroke. He had a pretty bad medical thing. He had to go. He had to have surgery and stuff. So there's a lot more information at the website and all the socials. I shared the link everywhere. There's a GoFundMe where you can help donate. So if you can, please donate. And, you know, if you can't donate, please share, because helping spread the word. He's a really he's a fellow member of Saber Guild who's been working with us for like 10 years since we joined. He's always been super inclusive and super instrumental in the growing of our community. So,
man, we've known him a long time.
Yeah, you guys have known him since you were little kids. I have photos of him fighting all of you. Like, now, Lizzie, to be fair, your photo is just you of him fighting for no reason because you guys are just messing around at practice. But, like, he has fought me and Axel in shows and your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's always been the guy. Like, for a long time, he was the leader of not only our local temple, but, like, he was the global leader. So, just, like, he's, you know, he shows that he signs up to events. He comes and like, Sabergill is a charity organization and we do cosplay, you know, to help spread Star Wars love and stuff. But like, you know, like we've done this for a long time. And sometimes there are people who kind of do bigger events and don't really pay attention to smaller events. And Rob's one of the people who's like, he's with us at Comic-Con, but he's also with us when we do the little library, you know, in one of the smaller cities or whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been, like I said, instrumental in growing the group, welcoming new people and trying to like make the shows great. He's better at lightsabers than me, but don't tell him I said that because I will still beat him. So please, if you have a chance, hit up our website or any of our socials. We are the Rogue Rebels everywhere, Instagram, TikTok, Hive, except on Twitter, we're Rogue Rebels fam. But there will be a link, except on Instagram, because they don't let you put links, to his GoFundMe. So if you can donate, if you can help, please do. He's recovering right now. I just saw he's home. So he's finally home.
Mm-hmm.
He might have to have more surgery, but he's like recovering. You know, he's not much older than I am, but like he does a lot and he's been in this community, been a positive person, been always trying to help people. So I think it's good for, you know, the community to come together for him as well. And he's a close friend of ours, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. So if you can, please help. His name's Rob Yanagihara. Like I said, just head to our socials or theroguerebels.com, where I have all my cool things, including Help Rob Out, our lightsaber friend. But I recently also have been enjoying Dr. Aphra Crimson Rain, which is like, if you like Dr. Aphra madness, this is Dr. Aphra turned up to 11. So thank you, Alyssa Wong, because we are enjoying some Dr. Aphra right now. Let's move on. Oh, how's Star Wars Geek Girl going?
Star Wars Geek Girl is doing good. We're trying to keep up with like recording every episode, and not falling behind. But I also have like 6 classes and stuff,
mm-hmm.
2 jobs.
Look at you. You're working hard. I'm so sorry. I just realized that I have not updated Star Wars Geek Girl on our website for a little bit, so I am going to try to get to that. And I was just going to be like, hey, I should teach you how to do this so you can do it. But now you're like, I have 2 jobs in school, so now you're making me feel bad like I have to do it. So maybe I should just keep doing it. So I only have 1 job, but it's a lot of overtime.
But then if I ever do have like time, like I have Sundays off technically,
uh-huh.
I'll like pick up a shift.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little dumb. Yeah.
Well,
or
if you're making dollars. You're trying to get that PS5 money.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm trying to save money for a new computer.
Interesting.
Because mine is doing good. She's like surviving, but she's also like 12 years old. So she's slowly dying. Slowly, Slowly. Only the inevitable.
Speaking of PS5 time,
why?
Go check out, like, Friday, we all hung out with Hawes over at Blue Harvest Pod on Twitch. And, like, Vanessa Marshall stopped by.
Your entire soundboard.
What?
If you spill that drink, it's going to fry up your entire. Oh, never mind.
I'm smart. We went over on Twitch. We were doing some stuff with Hells at Blue Harvest. We played some Street Fighter V, and I won some. I lost some. It was a good time. I haven't touched a fighting game in a while. I schooled some fools, and I got schooled. But Vanessa Marshall stopped and hung out, and we were like all having fun. And it was a good Friday night over at the Blue Harvest Pod Twitch stream. We have our own Twitch, which I'm pretty sure is just Rogue Rebels, which we periodically stream. Not very often, but I think I might replay Jedi Fallen Order on my new game plus to get ready for Jedi Survivor because I'm so excited.
Dead.
And I also just received Battle Scars, And I'm starting to
Battle
read it
Scars.
Now. That is the book that takes place after Fallen Order, but before Jedi Survivor. I'm very excited. Much excited.
Why are you whispering?
Because it's a secret between you and me and the podcast listeners.
Oh, her.
Nobody else can know.
Dangerous to go alone.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this!
Do you remember that one part in the stream where it didn't become as fun? Where I told everybody that, hey, they were talking about eggs, and I was like, man, my dad loves putting Tabasco on his eggs. But I spelled it wrong.
And Axel was in the chat, and he misspelled Tabasco, tobacco. Yeah, let's bring that up again. And so now I'm going to get a call from, like, Child Protective Services about how I let my kid put tobacco in his eggs.
I don't think that would taste good. How do you consume tobacco besides, like...
Oh, you just chew it.
Look, you're asking the wrong person.
Like, cigars?
Yeah, it's just, like,
I don't know.
I mean, they make tobacco chew.
I've been told that I look like I would do drugs wrong. Like...
Is that a compliment or an insult?
No.
Like, do you need to punch this person or thank them?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, they're right. Mm. If you were to give me a drug and be like, do it, I would just look at it and be like, I don't know. I do not know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, like any podcast says 25 minutes into it, let's get into it.
Okay. So wait, speaking of Twitch streams, I want to somehow start doing Twitch streams, but on my Switch? I don't know
Switch
if anyone...
streams.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone knows how to do that, but if they do...
You need a capture card.
Yeah, I don't know how to do what that is.
You have to buy a capture card. We have one. We bought one because Axel was going to stream stuff, and then we like messed with it once, and we never did it again. Because it's like a
Can
whole
you
setup.
Send it to me.
No, because we might do it again. Especially with the new Legend of Zelda coming out.
Is it expensive?
Not crazy expensive. I mean, the one we got is probably not like amazing. There are probably better ones that might be more pricey, but like, you know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the thing that works and we'll just mess with it.
How
for
excited
a while.
Are you for the Indiana Jones Zelda coming out? Tears of the Crystal Skull.
I believe it's Tears of the Fallen? Tears of the...
Tears
is that
of
what
the
it is?
Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom.
What's
the
Kingdom
of, someone.
Of the Crystal Skull? Isn't that the one with like ants and they eat everybody?
Yes.
That
I am excited about
me.
The new Indiana Jones, and I believe you're talking about, which is called the Dial of Destiny.
No, that's the new one. Coming
yeah.
Out, but...
That one I'm really excited for.
Really?
I like Indiana Jones. Anybody, I like anybody who punches Nazis 24/7.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm about that. About that life.
All right. Well, I want to do that somehow. Like, just, I don't even know what I would do it on. Just, like, I can think of, like, Overwatch right now, but also, like, it could be cool for Hollow Knight, or, like, Little Nightmares, because I love that game. It's my favorite game. Stuff like that.
Good times.
And then, if I get really good, I can get more money for a new computer.
I'm sorry, get really good? What does that mean?
Like followers, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know how people
That's
make money
thing.
On Twitch.
Well, I think, yeah, it's like build. It's, I mean, it's like anything. It's like YouTube. It's like whatever. You got to build a following and do whatever. Get subscribers. Because I think people have to pay to subscribe to you.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. But that means give you money. On Twitch. But anyway, enough about our Twitch escapades and plans. Yeah, just look up capture card. This week's episode of The Bad Batch is called Entombed, which sounds a lot scarier than it turned out to be, I think.
Yeah, I was horrified.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot of, Pharaoh nonsense. And that's not, I mean, it was a little bit. Okay, so right off the bat, it gave me Goonie vibes. Did you feel that at all?
I felt Breath of the Wild vibes.
Okay, that's fair.
Mostly because it was just like the thing they were in, the way they were doing puzzles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I like Goonies a lot, but it was more like Legend of Zelda. to me.
I mean, I get, yeah. No, to me, it was like very Goonies because it was like her and she's like a little kid and she's like excited for the adventure and the treasure hunting aspect of this. You know, so mm-hmm. like to me, it seemed very like Goonies, especially with Omega at the front. And it's funny that like everybody's like, oh no, like Omega's the kid. Like, I always remember she's the oldest one. She's older than everybody. Everybody in this episode is 12 years old or 13 years old or whatever they are.
Besides the pirate.
Except for Fee Genoa. So, but mm-hmm. she was a really big part of this episode. You know.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I liked your character a lot.
I did too. I thought she was like, not full of herself. That's not the correct word. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like Hondo, but like if Hondo was more chill.
I don't know even what to call her. If I have to, like, compare her to something.
She called herself a treasure hunter, and they were like, you're a pirate. Right, she's right. Like, no.
But, like, like what, like, I mean, I guess, like, what a character I would equivocate her to. Because it wouldn't be Hondo. Because Hondo's very much about
the prophet. You think of a character that's not Star Wars that's like her?
Well, see, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh.
That's where
you were limiting yourself to just...
That's where the problem's coming in, Lizzie.
I thought you were limiting yourself to just...
I mean, a little bit like Indiana Jones, but not really Indiana Jones. Like, she's almost like a good Aphra. But that's a Star Wars character.
Yeah. Can't think of much, like... She's definitely not like Jack Sparrow.
Right. I guess we should just watch... I haven't seen that National Treasure show.
What about, like, the gentleman pirate almost? But not really.
No,
like,
not really that either.
It's almost like a mix between the gentleman pirate and like Blackbeard.
I don't know. Anyway, she's a really cool pirate person, but also like treasure hunter, and she tells these stories. Like, I also got like it was Goonies, but also like Treasure Planet vibes.
That makes sense. I like that one.
All right, spoilers. We're gonna get into it. If you're listening to this podcast and you haven't watched the episode, what's wrong with you? Go watch the episode. If you don't have Disney Plus, I'm sorry. But also, we're about to describe the episode. So maybe you could just listen to us instead of having Disney Plus. We're cheaper. Don't tell Disney.
Disney's going to start charging people to listen to Rogue Rebels.
How dare Rogue Rebels be free? How dare they not make money and do things for free? I'm sorry. That's my life. Entombed. Okay. So it starts and like... Omega and Wrecker are like scavenging, for lack of a better word, which mm-hmm. is a job in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jobs in Star Wars. I mean, I feel like that's kind of a job IRL, but I don't know. Not very specific to that.
Mm-hmm. So they're getting a compressor or something, and he's got it, but like Omega's like, hey, I found like extra stuff. And one of the things she finds is like this really cool compass. And then we go back to the bar. Look, okay. I screenshotted this shot because it's like Echo, Hunter, and Tech at the bar. And they're in their like chill clothes. And they have like cool little vests.
Yeah, I noticed that. Was Wrecker always wearing something like that? Like it was more brown. Like is that also his chill clothes or is that just his normal clothes? Because I think Echo those are his had, chill like, clothes. Because
on his stuff. But like, because Wrecker and Omega like came back from the mission, so I think they still had their like armor stuff on. But it was
He had like a more brown, earthish.
Oh, maybe. Like, okay. I don't have a shot of Wrecker here.
Yeah, I think it was a lot different. But we'll get into it. But hopefully, I don't forget.
Okay, don't forget.
I'll try.
Okay. But they're like talking about because Fee Genoa is over there like, and do you want to hear the story about how I did the thing in the blabbity blue? And like our favorite Ithorian and, you know, what is he, Nikto? Are like, yeah. And then like Tech is like, this story changes every time she tells it. And I like the idea that she's out there just telling tall tales about her adventures, which is like, to be fair, a very Jack Sparrow thing.
Mm-hmm.
For your point.
Yeah, I like her. I don't know.
I do
like her. I was worried that I wasn't going to like her because, like, she was, like, too full of herself or something. But, like, I don't know. I just like her. She just seems fun and, like, just less serious than the rest of the group.
Yeah, a little bit. And she definitely, like, she seems to, like, take a caring for Omega or whatever, right? So, like, Omega brings a thing and she's like, ooh, look at this. This is a compass. You got a good eye or something like that. And she's like, these coordinates are in the trinary system or something. So she's like, basically, like, this is a treasure map. You found a treasure map.
Good job.
So let's go get the treasure. And then Omega's all excited because she's like, yeah, treasure. And that was where I was getting like, very Goonies vibes about, like, this is the coin. And they're looking for One-Eyed Willy's treasure.
Well, so about the coin, and I was going to save it, but I don't care.
It's not a coin, but yeah.
It, like, reminded me of Coraline. Because, you know, you go through, and she, you know how Coraline takes a little green, like, triangle, and she, like, looks through it, and it's, like, gray, but the eyeballs of the children light up? That's what it reminded me of when they start going into the caves.
Yeah, when she starts seeing all the stuff. That's pretty cool. But I also like that they do it, like, where, you know, what does she do? She's like, oh, like, shine the light through it or whatever. And then, like, they can all see it. That was pretty rad. Like, later when they're solving the puzzles and everybody can see the solutions. So they're like, they go and they take off and they're like, all right, you know, we'll help. So they go and they're, like, on the ship and she's talking to Omega, Fizz. And she's like, oh, you know, I've lost track of all the things that I had, blah, 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 blah. That's why I have Mel to help me keep track of the legends. You know?
Oh.
And Mel
he looks
cool
like a soda can.
Yeah, soda can gunky.
But I call, like, I don't like, not that I don't like the word soda can, but he looks like, it's less of soda can and giving, like, soda pop. Like, he's just cute. So, like, soda pop is cuter than soda can. Anyway, yeah.
Okay. I will use whichever, I don't know. Word.
He was in danger.
Oh, that's right.
I know, but he was in danger.
Yes, we'll get there. We'll get there. He was in danger. Okay, so they land and they get to the place.
Soda pop rights.
And they're even like, wow, like this land is like uninhabitable. This planet, like there's nothing here. And that's where I was like, oh no. This is another like Malachor. And Soda Can follows them.
That's me.
Soda pop.
Soda pop, sorry. and then, oh, but like Echo figures out that like the compass, he's like, oh, it wants us to go this way. Like he sort of figures out how to, like the compass starts working. You know? And he's like, we should go south. It's telling us to go. Should we go around the mountain or we go inside it? You know, and then they find like a secret entrance and they go in. And that's where we get all the cool puzzle stuff.
Yeah.
That's where we get them, and like Omega is able to see the other things. Omega has an amiibo that unlocks extra stuff. So she's able to be like, oh, like you have to line up these ones. Only some of these have secret things, you know. But yeah, it felt very Legend of Zelda to me. I just didn't realize it was a divine beast.
Yeah, that we get too. It was just exactly a divine beast, though.
That's fair. But they get attacked by just a regular beast inside.
You hump and
kick. Yeah.
Get it, because it came
long. That beast was long.
Yeah, it was very, like...
I didn't like it.
Like, long-limbed.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was very
but it was also giving
long.
Me, like, Indiana Jones vibes. Like, there's even the one shot where, like, they go through a couple of the things, and it was very much... But when Fee is, like, about to grab the heart of the mountain or whatever it was, and she's, like, going up to it, and the shot is, like, her, like, with her hands next to it, and then it goes back to Omega, and she's doing the thing. Like, remember when the guy is, like, watching
like Indy... the rubbing fingers
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, watching Indy grab the thing, you know, like, grab the idol. You know, like, it was very much, like, the same kind of shot design composition.
Yeah, I just liked all the little puzzles that were in there. And I, again, which is why I think, like, I liked her a lot, was that
Fee?
She, like, gave, huh?
Fee?
Yes, Fee. Okay. Like, Fee from Breath of Wild, Skyward Sword.
Oh, I always pronounced it Fi, but yeah, I guess so.
Either one. Fee. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be fee.
It's like caramel and caramel.
No, it's Japanese, right? It should be fee.
Caramel and caramel.
Okay. Tomato, potato. Potato,
yeah.
Baked potato, baked potato.
Who says potato?
Excuse me, I would like a baked potato over here, please.
Are we doing the Wobani run tomorrow?
Are we doing the Wobani run?
Bex.
Tomato.
She's bleeding.
She's bleeding. Bex.
Who did this?
Anyway, Axel's learned to do Tin
I
Mama.
Loved him so, I shouldn't.
No, he's whack, dude. He's the wackest.
He sucks, but I just love making fun of him.
But you like his lines. We're doing the Wobani run.
Seems she's like that every time you come around.
I don't remember him sounding like that Irish, but okay. Continue, Lizzie.
But anyway, I like her because she is more like easygoing than Hunter and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just like, you know, Wrecker is kind of like fun and stuff, but like she's so much more easygoing and Wrecker? Is like, what did I say?
You said Hunter.
Yeah, Wrecker. But like, I don't know, she's just really easygoing, and even if she loses, she's not like, oh, it's the end, oh, I messed up. She's just like, all right, well, let's pick up and keep going. Like, I don't know, she's just, her style of doing adventures is a lot cooler and gives, like, Omega a different perspective on how to do things rather than how to do things Bad Batch style, which definitely not a bad thing. Bad Batch style keeps him alive, but it's not a lot of fun.
Right. But I also like her costume. Like, she has a really cool little pirate shirt and her little holster and everything. Like, speaking on a costume level of things, including the clones and their, like, kickback at the bar costumes, the off-duty clones. She has a cool little, like, pirate shirt and everything. I don't know. Like, at one point, they're going through a thing, and Tech is like, oh no, what is this puzzle? And she's like, sometimes it's just a door.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was pretty good, too. Especially for us that, like, play video games, we're like, okay, let me use the sense things, and, you know, like...
Ooh, you know what that compass thing is? Like, in Majora's Mask, when you have the thing that allows you to see ghosts and stuff.
The lens of truth.
I told you that, and you didn't even respond.
Well, now I get it. You gave it to me without context.
You don't remember the lens of truth?
I do now.
How could you?
Look, I've played a lot of Zelda games, son. I've been the hero of a lot of things. Okay, so
and
they
many
take...
lenses of things.
Yeah. They take the heart...
What is Link the hero of in Link's Awakening?
Hero of Awakening? Link's Awakening? Well, I don't think anybody ever gets to tell that story. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore because of spoilers. But you should play that game.
Spoiler. But how is it a spoiler?
Well, technically, he's the...
Koholint Island.
Yeah, but technically, he's already the hero of...
The past.
Yeah, hero of the past or whatever, because he's from A Link to the Past.
So, do you guys think that Termina is an actual place or just a place that Link created himself?
I think it's a place.
Guilt and, like...
I think it's a place.
Well, I mean, like, all these things, like, add up to what he could be feeling right now and what we see in the game.
That's fair.
You know? Like, all these town folks now in peril as a result of his deepest, darkest desires.
Interesting. Okay, so Fee takes the heart
Lizzie,
of the mountain.
Are you okay?
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you're like, just talking. No, I'm not going to talk over you.
Your thing was like glitching. That's what happened.
Oh. I was like,
okay. Fee takes the heart of the mountain, and apparently taking the heart of the mountain wakes up the mountain.
I thought...
Which is a giant divine beast.
Shouldn't that be...
So, I thought it was funny. Because, you know, she was... We saw the, like, little thing. And at first, it looked really small to me.
Okay.
And I thought it was, like, a cool, like... Kind of like Aphra, the audio drama, when she first... At first, she, like, gets, like, a chip for a droid. Like, right. I thought it was that. I thought it was a chip for a droid.
Oh.
And so, and then I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's really interesting. I wonder, it's definitely not 000, but like, I wonder if there's just freaking random chips of 000s around.
Right.
And then she like got closer to it and it was huge. And I was like, never mind. Okay. That's just a huge crystal.
It looked like this, like a crystal version of like one of the elements from the fifth element. Like it was like a triangular kind of stone long thing. But like it was clear and purple inside and it looked all dimensional and star like or whatever, you know. And then, but she took it out and then it wakes up the beast. Which is like the opposite of what I thought would happen. I thought you had to activate the beast with a heart, but you remove the heart and it lives.
I thought she was going to take it out, and that was like the main source of some of these functions that may have still been running. So everything was going to come crashing down. They had to escape.
Well, things came crashing down, but it was the thing waking up.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that it lit everything up and it was less of a mountain than, you know, you were inside,
so they were inside
a robot.
A mech, a divine beast. If you've played Breath of the Wild.
The camel. The camel. And that was the other thing that I was like, ooh, it's like a divine beast. But I didn't know it was an actual divine beast. Because there's one puzzle that they do that we didn't really mention. Is like she uses the lens to see that you can step.
Yeah.
Yeah, like step on that part, but you have to turn it. So you turn the whole tunnel. And I was like, oh, that's like in like Breath of the Wild where you have to like turn certain aspects of the divine beast, like the camel.
Right, right.
And then this huge Pokemon camel, like divine beast / Pokemon just popped out of the ground.
I thought it reminded me, it was still like, I was still getting like, you know, what is it? The Last Crusade vibes, Indiana Jones, where they're like, you know, he's like, only with the name of God can you proceed. And he can, like, only step on the right letters.
Yeah.
You know?
That was cool, too.
But in Latin, Jehovah begins with an I. Or whatever. Oh, sorry. In Aramaic, Jehovah begins with an I. And then, like, Indy jumps to the J and he, like, tries to fall through the floor almost.
Yeah.
But it was, like, that kind of thing. But they ended up switching the ceiling to the floor so they could walk across it and then... They threw the dirt across it, which is like in the next, it's also in the Last Crusade, he throws the dirt across the thing, you know, it's like, you know, at the breath of God, you know, only with a leap of faith can you proceed or whatever. Like,
yeah,
that's because there's an invisible.
Yeah. This huge, like, Pokemon divine
beast. Pokemon huge?
Thing.
I thought Pokemon were little.
Some are huge. It looks very specific to this one Pokemon,
Excuse me, I don't know
Pokemon
so
very well.
Like, every Pokemon I've seen is, like, the little guy, and he has a little circle in his hand, and he throws it, and a Pokemon comes out. So you're telling me he throws a little thing, and this mountain comes out?
Yes.
That's every Pokemon.
Huge. I don't know.
Pikachu is, like, the size of Bingo.
That's small.
Yeah, but...
Now, to be fair, it doesn't look like it'll fit in a little ball, handheld ball, but okay. So physics is not a Pokemon... Okay.
No.
Sorry, continue.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to find... There's a very specific, like... one that I'm thinking about.
Greninja.
It's definitely
three Pokemon.
Not Greninja.
Is Jigglypuff a Pokemon?
Yes.
Excellent.
Jigglypuff.
I know
is
three
a Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Basically, when I would play Smash Bros, I thought Jigglypuff was a character from Kirby.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But I've played Kirby games.
Yeah, yes.
And I never encountered Jigglypuff, so I assumed he was a Pokemon then.
So okay, I found it. I'm going to send it to you guys, but I still can't figure out what's the name of the Pokemon, but it's the Pokemon on the cover
Help nobody on the podcast then.
That's why I am explaining. It is the Pokemon on the cover of Pokemon Diamond version, from the Nintendo DS game. Cause every Pokemon game has like a different.
Okay.
It looks like to me. And I was like, there's one that looks like it, and it looked like this.
So it's like this giant mech, very, I don't know, Pacific Rim / Pokemon / Evangelion
divine beast,
/ Divine Beast
Evangelion
/ whatever you want, except they're, you know, they're inside the face, and it just
Transformer.
starts Are Transformers big? They're not that big.
I thought they were huge.
I mean, they're bigger than people, but they're not mountains. Look, I only watched like two of those movies. And the second one I thought was over an hour before it fucking ended, but whatever. Anyway.
I don't have any updates about the director,
yeah, I was
going to
say, you don't have any pigeon updates?
I don't have any pigeons, updates.
Protected and legally, you know, grievanced.
I think it was Italy. Yeah. I don't have any updates. So all right, then.
So the poke...
Star Wars news? Don't have them.
The Divine Beast starts raising the planet with a giant laser face. And so then they're trying to figure out how to turn it off. And they're like, we need the thing. And Fee is like, what? This is what we came for. All right, y'all owe me. And I'm like, fool. Like, they don't owe you. They're not you. Give them the damn heart of the mountain.
Again, this surprised me because we don't know her very well. Like, we know her now. But I was waiting for her to be like, no, I want this. This is mine. Like, we did this. Like, I need to keep it. But she was just, like, easily, she was like, okay, fine, here.
yeah. She was very, man. And then, like, gave it up.
So I thought that was really cool, because I was waiting for a very dramatic not being able to have the thing. And I think it's also really cool, because when Omega puts the compass into the wall, like, it gets stuck and she can't take it out anymore.
Oh, that's right. And what did she say? She has a line.
She says, like, I don't remember the name of the person that created that, but she's like, it's, you know, it's returned to the owner again.
Yeah. Like, took it back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool to see that she's very, like, respectful too. You know, like, she's not just greedy.
But I like that she's, like, into these things. Like, she was very much into the treasure and the history and the legends. And, like, even though, like, I mean, we'll get to it, but at the end of this kind of thing, she's, like, even though she didn't reclaim the treasure or steal it or profit from it, she still has another story to add to the droid who gets blown up.
That was so sad.
So the droid... Hold on.
Okay.
Going back to what you were saying about the thing getting stuck in the wall, the thing, like, reclaimed it. Like, I don't know. I like that part too. And then she ends up giving the thing back. And, like, you know, like, they're trying to get the thing to stop. And, like, Tech and Omega over there trying to put the heart back in, so they can shut down the creature or the beast or whatever you want to. It's like a giant mech. I don't know how else to describe it.
Which is like, who made it?
Oh!
And why?
She says, like, earlier in the thing, she's like, oh, this is like from the ancients or whatever. And they're like, you mean the Jedi? And she's like, no, even older.
Yeah, older.
I really love that, because there's so much of this, like, ancient pre-Jedi lore. Like, if you play Jedi Fallen Order, the entire story of the game revolves around ancienter than Jedi stuff, which is kind of rad. And then there's, like, some of the Batuan stuff that, like, talks about how, like, oh, like, if, like, I guess maybe it's from talking with Jono, how he would talk about from, you know, you see the architecture of Batuu is, like, first that the ancients settled. And then you see from, like, 200 years ago when the, like, people resettled, like, so that the architecture changes between the settlers.
The decades.
But, like, the eras. The millennia in some cases. So, like, that idea of these things that were around pre-Republic, pre-Jedi, pre-whatever, I just love that they, like, touched on that, even though they didn't really explain it to whoever built this damn Pokemon or whatever you want to call it.
I mean... That like could Divine be interesting Beast. For, like, a High Republic, like, comic.
But, I mean, it's even older than that, because High Republic is still Jedi. You know what I mean?
Well, like, maybe they find it, too.
These are things from thousands of years ago. And, like, the idea is that, like, all of these things are built on top of each other. Like, that George Lucas idea of the Jedi Temple on Coruscant, there's a Sith Temple under it. Because... the people who ruled before were the Sith, you know, and before that there's the, you know, like, So all these people are just building on top of these things because they're taking it over. But if you go back in the history long enough, there's like prehistorical things that you don't even know about because this is before recorded history, apparently, or any stories that we know. When are you going to touch on that? When am I going to get my Ancients comic book?
Or just the characters in general.
You know, but it's interesting. I just like the idea that, like, because that's a Zelda thing, too. You have all this Zelda technology, hookshots, and all this crap that's like, well, this was here from the Ancients. I don't know. Skyloft, I guess. you know what I mean? But even, like, in the first Legend of Zelda game, which is supposed to be Skyward Sword, even then there's an ancient technology that was before that time that was thousands of years ago that, like, you can go back to and be like, I don't know what this is. It's ancient technology.
Oh, yeah. I need to play Skyward Sword on Switch. Because, like, I keep going to, but then I, like, if I'm in class and sometimes I'll bring my Switch because it's, like, you know, 30 minutes.
Same.
I'm not to class. Like,
I need your help here.
No, not to class, Axel.
Exactly.
I take it because I have to stay in the, like, academic building because I can't, like, it's 30 minutes, so it's, like, not enough time to go back to my dorm. Time to go get something to eat, so I'll just sit outside of the class and, like, just play games until it's time. But then I'm like, play Skyward Sword. I'll play that right now. And I'm like, oh, but I want to, like, I want to do the thing where, you know, I can, like, have my little Joy-Cons and, like, actually play instead of, you know, like, having it, like, on the Switch. That makes sense?
Sure.
You know, like, actually swinging your sword around.
Oh. Well, I mean, you don't have to, but yeah.
But I like to.
Yeah, so do I.
Why is Giant Link's hitbox, like, 1 centimeter in front of his face? Who thought that was a good idea?
Game creator. Nintendo.
Look, I'm going to say Nintendo. How he punches.
My vote is Nintendo.
Look how he punches.
Pretty sure that's not how
he punches. Is Axel showing us how to punch?
It's a horrible demonstration, Lizzie. It's not good at all.
I'm sorry.
It's not great. It's not great. Axel, we need to watch more Rocky movies, I think. That might solve this problem.
I like that you just throw him, and then you, like, perform wrestling moves on him, and you throw him, and you spin him around and stuff.
Throw who?
Twinmold.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Who?
It's a Zelda enemy. So, where are we? So they're putting the heart back in. Like, at one point, Fee almost falls out of the damn creature.
Yeah.
And, like, Hunter's able to grab her at the last minute. That was a good shot. There's, like, some really cool.
Well, yeah, because she helps him get up after, like, the thing collapses below. Oh, that's right.
When he falls through the floor. Jehovah begins with an I.
Yes.
And that's right before Mel gets blasted into oblivion
by the divine beast.
So our little
what did you call him?
Soda Pop.
Soda Pop.
Soda Pop destroyed. Soda Pop.
It was
dead.
So bad because, like, we saw it coming, and I was like, oh, he's gonna move out of the way, or maybe it's just gonna stop before it gets to him.
Nope.
And I was like,
and it just keeps going. And you're like, oh, this is the end of Soda Pop. And then you realize that Soda Pop can respawn, and that's kind of rad. But
yeah, pretty much any droid can respawn at that point. That's why I never get sad when 3PO or R2 dies. I'm just like, all right, they're going to bring him back.
Droids. Send a droid. You're so Trade Federation. and then Wrecker, so that monster comes back, and it's like they're trying to stop the beast, and the monster's there too, so, like, they're fighting that long-limbed weird lizard creature thing, and then Wrecker picks him up by the tail and beats him like Bowser in Mario 64 and throws him out the window.
It's also a lot like Twin Mold, because, like, you throw him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, with the giant's gloves? Yeah. Sweet.
Wait, giant's gloves?
Well, what are the gloves you get in Legend of Zelda? Throw stuff.
Giant mask. I don't even think it's called the giant mask.
Whatever. You throw... That's why I made it the connection to the Super Mario 64, because I know how that works. Nobody will call me on it. You just pick up Bowser by the tail and throw him off the land. Or into one of the bombs. Anyway, so Omega and Tech get the, like, heart back in, and, like, the creature shuts down, and as it shuts down, it also, like, destroys itself, so now they're trying to escape the Evangelion. Which they do. Spoilers.
Yeah. But it ends up getting destroyed.
Yeah.
But, like, I was hoping, not that it would not get destroyed, but, like, I don't know, there's just, like, no info on it. Which I know is, like, because they don't have info. Like, but I was, like, hoping that was going to be, like, oh, some scientist, like, wanted to destroy science, or, like, I don't even know. Because that, like, destroyed a lot of things.
Well, my thing was, like, they get there and the whole planet is razed, so I assume that's what did it. But then when they, like, stop it, it destroys the whole thing. So I'm like, oh, okay, I guess they just didn't know how to, like, stop it so it was fine. You know what I mean? Like, because something destroyed that planet. Because when they get there, Tech is like, it looks like the entire planet has been razed. Which means killed. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. They lose. The thing is destroyed, which is good because it won't be a threat. Palpatine can't be like, yes, bring me the giant Pokemon. Vader, bring me the giant Pokemon. I wish to destroy Alderaan slowly with a giant creature.
Yeah.
Aim it at Bale. I hate his face.
What color hair?
Bale's face is very good.
Pink.
Good.
And then, like, as they're walking away, they're like, oh, man, like, we didn't get anything. You're like, we couldn't even. And Omega's, like, feeling sad. And Fia's like, yeah, well, but you know what we did find out? That legend is real. Oh, and then, like, Omega starts getting excited again. She's like, yeah.
Again, which is why I'm like, she needs that positivity, and I'm glad that she's getting and just learning different perspectives.
Yeah, well, she gets to have fun. And look, this is a thing I'm going to keep coming back to as we keep doing Bad Batch episodes. So, listener, stop getting mad that I keep finding out that the Bad Batch is also 13 years old. They look grown up, but they're also 13. And I know they've been trained in military combat and been in and out of all sorts of, like, crazy military operations, but they're also kids. So, like, the fact that they're experiencing this with Omega, like, is also interesting because they're going to start to understand, like, different things in life that are enjoyable. Wrecker's taken a huge liking to Mantel Mix. Like, you know what I mean? So, the fact that they're also getting to have an enjoyable life, I don't think that's to be taken for granted. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're also kids.
Yeah, Rex is a kid. And it's also... just cool because, like, even though, like, a lot of people might be like, oh, this was just like a filler episode that had nothing to do with the, like, it had to do a lot
don't
with
you dare
like
use
character
the
development. What?
Do not use the f-word. How dare you?
Oh, sorry. No, I am saying it in quotations of other people daring to use the word.
I don't approve.
What's the word?
Filler.
I don't think it is because I think it's like showing, you know, one, Omega can have fun. Two, it's a cool legend, and like, who doesn't like a good like treasure map chest?
You know what?
Thing
for anybody who's like worried about filler episodes, I advise you just stick to Wikipedia. There you'll get all your important, pertinent information for whatever character you choose to decide is important. And that will be your thing. You don't need to waste, if you look at it as a waste, an enjoyable 20 minutes on this episode, 30 minutes, whatever, and see a real story. If you just want to read things about power levels and crap like that, go ahead and enjoy your Wikipedia articles.
Trust me, there's tons of content about Vader that you can go to.
Do you know? No, I'm not even.
What?
Let me manifest it in real life.
Okay. What are you manifesting?
So there is a YouTube series called Lightsaber Academy. That's on the Wikipedia.
Huh.
What would be really cool is if on that Wikipedia there were links to Jedi Master Sal Perales that led to a Wikipedia article saying Jedi Master Sal Perales was a guy who led a lightsaber academy, apparently.
It's just a guy.
I don't know. I just, it would be really cool. That's all. It's just, it sounds fun.
Dad?
Sir?
Are you in Rob would the you... most skilled people in Sabriel?
Sure.
But like, Rob what is would, good with lightsabers and you're yes. good with like moving around and like doing flips and
I'm
whatnot.
Good with lightsabers too, yes.
Yeah, but he's more good with...
Yeah, he's better than me.
But
we're not going to talk about this anymore.
Like, but you can do like martial arts and like flipping and stuff and like.
Continue. What are you asking?
Backflip, handstands. I'm just saying like, I think it's right for you guys to fight each other. Like it's right for you guys to be.
Thank you for your approval, son.
Like I think that's right. You know.
Okay.
It's perfect.
What would your story be, Dad? Like, would you be like the master of Quinlan Vos? Would no. Quinlan Vos be your
That's
master?
That's Master Thole. Everybody
You'd be
calm
like
down.
Brothers?
No, I'm just like an old school Jedi who's like very
Are
much...
Are you guys best friends?
No, I think I'm older than that.
He's going to be like Rain. Like your
think I'm like a High Republic Jedi who's like not that like not into wearing the temple robes that much. Maybe just like a more relaxed Jedi who's like on an outpost somewhere and is like, yeah, man, I'm just going to kick it out here. I don't need all the rules.
So Quinlan's brother.
Very much like Quinlan, but also like doesn't deal with the underworld and stuff. I'm like, just kick it. Just kick it. What are we having today? Twinkies. I don't know.
How about you're like a sheriff?
Yeah,
you
there
like
you go.
Twinkies?
No.
Okay.
Honest question. Twinkies. Honest answer. No. No.
You're gross.
You caught me. Sorry. I was trying to be cool.
Liar.
Thank you
Not
for calling
as
me
chill
out on the podcast.
We all thought.
Uh-huh. Because you know, because every time you're like, hey, do you want to have like this junk food? Nah, I'm good.
Oh my god, we just watched this movie. It's called Kingsman. And there's English people in it. Mm-hmm. And when I think of English people, I think Kenobi. And they're like cursing in English. And just how awesome would it have been for Kenobi just to go, Anakin, you wanker! My allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy!
Okay. Speaking of, did you watch Pinocchio?
No, we didn't watch Pinocchio. We watched Last of Us.
What
Fake
is he?
Fans.
He's someone in Pinocchio. Who is he?
Who?
He's the cricket. He's Jiminy Cricket.
Wait, what? I thought that was... Wow. Wow. I thought that was Owen Wilson.
I was going to say something, and I...
No. We didn't watch it. We watched Last of Us.
Wait.
Guess that's it.
We totally did. Yeah, we did.
We didn't watch the new Pinocchio.
The Pinocchio, like...
I'm sorry. We didn't watch the... No, we didn't watch the Guillermo del Toro Pinocchio.
What is that?
It's on Netflix and we haven't watched it.
Oh. Okay.
It's not Disney.
Is it important?
Define important. Anything we watch on TV, probably not important unless it's news.
Is it as good as the one that we watched?
Even then, sometimes it's not
I don't
important.
Know. I haven't watched it.
Does it look as good as the one that we watched?
I haven't watched
like, it. Which Pinocchio should we...
Well, we already watched the Disney one. But we could watch the Netflix.
I mean, I thought this one was kind of... I liked it.
It was fine. Yeah. But I would watch Guillermo del Toro.
Who's that?
He does Pan's Labyrinth. He did Hellboy. Like, that dude loves monster movies.
Isn't that... That's Gilroy, right?
What?
Isn't that Tony Gilroy?
His name is Guillermo del Toro. Like, Tony Gilroy is the guy who did Andor.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the episode.
That's it?
That's the episode. Next week, the episode is called Tribe. I don't know what that means. I know what a tribe is. I'm curious.
It doesn't sound as scary as Entombed.
Yeah, it doesn't. But Entombed didn't turn out to be scary.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like it wasn't scary.
I seriously thought
I was worried
scary,
that it was.
And it was not.
So yeah, it was cool. A little bit, but they were entombed for 5 minutes. And that was
they
it.
Were not entombed.
Yeah,
they were exploring.
Were, like, cool, you know?
It was very Jedi Fallen Order. / Legend of Zelda. / Pokemon, apparently. Although I thought Pokemon was small, but whatever.
I thought Evangelion.
No, they can be huge. Evangelion, Haven't you / seen... What's the one? Onyx? Or like...
Oh yeah, he's like a stone
Sure.
Guy.
I don't know.
Not...
Pikachu.
Or like... something.
Greninja. He's also a playable character in Smash Brothers.
Greninja is like probably like Axel's height. Not Axel's height. Like Axel when he was
Yeah, but that's little. Not a mountain.
I want to see largest Pokemon. Yeah, sure. Ever.
I don't need the information on this, Lizzie. I don't need research.
328 feet.
That means nothing to me.
That's a lot of feet.
Guys, Dirge strikes me as a person that listens to Megadeth. Do you agree?
I mean, there's literally a whale Pokemon.
That makes sense, though.
Why does that make sense?
I mean, like...
Well, because if it's a whale, then it's going to be big. Anyway.
I could totally just picture him jamming out on his speeder bike while he's about to go jousting with Obi-Wan. You taking more than man? Dun-dun-dun. Watch him become again!
I'm keeping this in because when you're grown up and you listen back to yourself singing Megadeth, I want you to remember.
Oh god. they have some good songs. They're not as good as Metallica. So, they have some good songs.
Yeah. A lot of stuff coming. We totally didn't talk about the Mando season 3 trailer.
Yes.
You watched it? Are you excited for season 3 of Mandalorian?
Yes. I like all of the new Mandos that are going to be there.
There's a lot of new Mandos. I'm so excited. I like seeing more of them. And I like that we're going back to Mandalore. And I'm very interested in whatever the heck that means.
Boy, I miss, like, dude, Rebels Mandos were so cool. They all had a color scheme.
I wonder if we're going to get there.
But, like, I want, like, those cool, like, flame decals, like, those cool Terminian things.
Well, I want to see what we're... Because, like, right now, it's almost like they're just, like, kind of one-offs. Even Mando is just a one-off.
I don't like that. They're not together.
I like it fine, but I wonder if we're going to start to see clans. Like, it'll be cool if we see...
Yeah, I want clans. Dude, what happened to all the clans? They just
Well, I mean, Bo-Katan's Night Owls, like, they still kind of all have blue.
No, but, like Clan Ren, Clan...
Well, yeah, if we see other clans.
Race clans.
Well, let's see. So far, we haven't seen that. But we have seen Bo-Katan's people.
What happened to them?
Axe Wolves and whatever that wrestler girl's name is.
I think I really like Axe. He's like a Maui dude.
But they all have.
He has two right arms. Why can't you just?
But they all have the same color scheme. They're all blue, like Death Watch, yeah. Night Owl, like so that exists.
But just what happened after Rebels? Because those aren't the same.
I don't know.
Those aren't. The
but
same.
I really want to see if we can find out.
Dare you not know?
What?
Those aren't the same Mandos in Clan
They might
Freeze.
Be. You don't know that.
No, they're not.
They might not be. They might be.
That is not the same voice as Sabine Wren. You're a traitor to Mandalore. That is not the same voice.
Oh, it might not be the exact same people, but it might be the same clans.
No, it's a white dude.
You don't know that.
I know that.
How?
How?
It's called credits.
Who's the credit?
I don't know, but I'm going to take the time to learn.
When?
When this actually matters. Which it probably won't.
So, I'm very excited. I think I want to see more Mandalorians, and I think we're going to start to see stuff happen. I would be interested to see if there's any clans still around.
I want to see more with, like, her and what her friends are doing. Yeah.
Who's her?
Bo-Katan.
Oh.
Like I want to know more about, like, who Axe, who are you? Dude, who are you? Tell me, please, I want to know.
I don't know. I haven't seen him since that one episode.
I know, but he looks so dope. He's
That episode is dope.
The reincarnation of Jango Fett.
The good news is that Bryce Dallas Howard is directing an episode of season 3. So hopefully, again, they give her the awesome episode and Let's she go, like Yaddle. Wrecks it like before. Because every episode she does is killer.
Let's go, Yaddle.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go, Yaddle. Yaddle in the director's chair.
Yaddle squad.
What are we going to get? 8 episodes probably? I hope Ooh, Boba I Fett shows up, because he wasn't in the trailer. But to be fair, Din was not in the Boba Fett trailer. So I hope Boba Fett shows up. They're like best friends now. He can't not show up.
I think Boba deserves at least 2 episodes of his own in
Boba
the Mando
just gets
season.
2 episodes of the Mandalorian show because Mando got 2 episodes of the Boba show?
Yes. All right. It's only fair.
I will accept. I will accept. Honestly. Balance. Perfectly balanced, as all things must.
Hey, Anakin.
I will accept that.
With great power comes peace, freedom, and security and justice for now for my new empire. Get it, Spider-Man?
My allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy! No?
You're not with me, then you are my enemy.
Only a Sith deals in absolutes. I shall do what I must. You can't see me, but I'm doing the thing.
Obi-Wan is dual wielding.
Super backflip twist. You will try. Okay. I'm sorry. We got lost.
We've been lost in the song.
And you are lost! Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, season 3 of Mando's coming very soon, in like a month. Guys.
Yes.
Like. And then
24
after that,
days before my birth.
Oh, okay. We're counting down like that?
Yes.
T minus 24.
Let me rub my foot on you.
And then, yeah, so we got a few things coming. Very curious to see what happens in Mando season 3. I really like the idea of more Mandos.
I love the idea of Axe like being an actual character, and like him.
I hope to see Axe again for sure.
I want to see what. So this is what they do. Like, hey, here's these two cool new characters, and you don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, trust me, I've been a fan of Quinlan Voss for a long time.
That's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've been where you are.
Like Axe is like he just looks like the entire reincarnation of Tim.
Yeah, wouldn't go there. I mean, we have a literal clone of Tim. That's he's true. Boba. And you know, he's awesome.
Some people thought that he should have been the one to play Boba, which I don't agree with. But I think that would have been a pretty cool idea, but I still don't agree with it.
I think Tim does a great Boba.
No, him, the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tim does a great Boba.
Yes.
I think Axe can be his own cool thing.
Yeah.
But I do hope to see him again. Because I do like his armor.
Why can't we just have Tem? I want Tem.
I hope to see Boba Fett in
Bad... Wait, who's Tem?
Timur Morrison?
Axe. Why can't we see Axe? I want to see Axe.
I just said I would like to see him.
Okay. I'm so confused with names right now. Okay. All right, Lizzie, speak, please. Help.
I forgot what I was going to
say. She doesn't care. She's over Mando's.
I'm just excited for Grogu.
Okay.
And him learning to fend for himself.
Uh huh. Him just being like, wreck shop.
Do I want to do that? I think I want to do Axe Wolves now. Because I really like him as a character. Even though I've known nothing. Oh,
you like him as a costume?
As a character.
Alright.
I want him.
I'm also excited to see the babysitter again.
Pelimoto, yeah, she's going to be in there for sure.
I want to see the frog lady again.
R5 is going to be cruising around the galaxy with Mando?
But he has a bad... Did she fix his bad motivator?
Apparently. He works fine now, I guess. He didn't blow up. So dope. So that's cool.
Nice.
He lived on.
Skills.
Mm-hmm. All right. But in the meantime, we will be waiting the next episode, Tribe, and whatever happens next with the Bad Batch.
Now,
okay.
Plugs.
Okay, go ahead.
Shout out to Bad Motivators. I actually didn't know that Bad Motivator was like R5's bad motivator. I thought that was just like, hey, we motivate you to do. We're bad motivators, you know. I didn't know that it was directed.
Interesting. It was like R5 is their favorite. I cannot believe how hype Eric Struthers is that R5 is now hanging out with the Mando.
That is amazing.
Like their dream has come true.
I want my dream to come true. I want Axe Wolves.
To be back in Mando season 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Where is he?
Is he safe?
Is he
all right? Okay. Lizzie, do you have any plugs?
Wherever you're listening to Rogue Rebels, you can find Geek Girl. We have StarWarsGeekGirl.com website for you to find all of your Geek Girl needs, and then all over Star Wars, like social media, we're either SW Geek Girl or Star Wars Geek Girl fully. Gotcha. And we're still in Hive.
Good times. Oh, we're on Hive too. Bring those polls back, man. I need to do more important research.
Hive, like up now because you said yes. It was like down for a while.
It was down, and they fixed it, and it's back. but there's like still a few things that are done.
I forgot there was a poll that we really wanted
to do. There was a poll that I wanted to do. I don't think you guys have any knowledge of it because I don't think you guys care. But people were talking about Rogue Squadron a lot like a month ago probably, which is one of the movies that Patty Jenkins was supposed to direct. And I was going to put up a poll because I was very curious to see Rogue Squadron, as we had been told, was supposed to take place during the sequel era. And I was like, who are you guys most excited to see in Rogue Squadron? And I wanted to list off a few choices. One of those choices was going to be like the Dozas and Kaz. One was going to be like, you know, Jess Pava, Black Squadron, like the people who still live from that. One of the, like, I wanted to like pull in a bunch of characters that like we could hope to see maybe in the next iteration of Rogue Squadron, whatever that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I have the craziest idea. So how about I use Axe Wolves' armor, and if he has any decals, I'll like put like moon decals, so it's like collector / fierce deity kind of.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It means I just put cool stuff on Axe's armor.
Yeah, do your thing.
Can I do my thing?
Do your thing.
But it's raining.
You don't have to do it now.
Oh.
But you can do it whenever.
It's snowing.
It's snowing where you were?
Mm-hmm. It hasn't snowed in a long time.
Did you have a snowball fight? Did you build a snowman? Did you do all the things that the cartoons tell you
to do? Did you do Calvin and Hobbes things?
No, because it was snowing really bad.
Lame.
Was snowstorming a little. Not storming, but like it was getting there.
It was like raining very badly, but not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever seen Winnie the Pooh's Grand Adventure?
I believe so, but I don't know if I remember the details.
You'll never guess what happens.
I guess
Winnie
not.
Winnie the Pooh and all of his friends go on a...
Basically, spoilers for Winnie the Pooh's Grand Adventure.
Here's what happens. So, Pooh and all the other animals, they can't read. And I feel like that should be obvious. Yeah. So, Robin leaves them a note.
Definitely a take on the American school system.
So, continue. Christopher Robin leaves them a note.
Aren't they British?
Saying, hey, I'll be back. I'm going to go to school. They all read it and says, hey, I'm going to go to Skull. Like, Skull? Oh, no. So, they go out to find this giant skull on this map. So they go out and they go to like a giant skull because they think that Christopher Robin is going to Skull, but he's going to school. And he's like, oh, Skull, I was at school.
Hmm. And it works out.
What did it have to do with snowing, Star Wars, or anything?
No, Axel just thought you were going to Skull.
Oh. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm just here at school.
Okay. Well, while you're at school, you can check us out at theroguerebels.com, where we won't be at Skull. You can hit us up on all social medias at The Rogue Rebels, except Twitter, where we are Rogue Rebels fam. Like you mentioned before, we are on Hive and Instagram and TikTok. And make sure you go check out our Facebook page. And like I said before, if you can, share, donate, whatever, to the Rob Yanagihara GoFundMe. And if you also have time, give us a 5-star review, man. We need some more. Wherever you listen, if you're on iTunes, 5 stars and write us a review. If you write us a review, write it giant Pokemon. And we'll know that it was from this episode. you know, or Spotify, 5 stars, whatever. Wherever you listen, all right? Thank you for listening. We will be back next week talking about Tribe. And we will catch y'all on the flip side. All right? Peace.
Peace. Like and subscribe.
Peace.